Brandon, welcome back to campus. Congratulations on making it with the Spurs. You got to feel awfully proud.
Yeah, it's very exciting, especially to come back and see how many people have supported me, you know, since I was in college and coming back now these days. So it's been fun.
Can you take us through your summer? And did you have a moment where you felt like, yeah, I think I'm going to make a roster now?
Yeah, it's a very exciting summer. You know, like the last summer, I kind of just came in with the mindset, you know, just play my game and impress as many people as I can. You know, it's a league-wide, you know, job interview. So coming back and playing with a couple different teams ended up working to my benefit this time around. And obviously picking up with the best organization in the league has been great.
Something that changed in your game from years past?
Yeah, I mean, every year I try to add more facets to my game, and I think this summer I showed even more that, you know, teams can rely on me, both ends of the floor, being able to score the ball, being able to guard multiple positions, and I've just showed it in different ways.
You said the Spurs are the best organization in the league. Why do you say that, and how does it feel to be playing for Greg Popovich?
I mean, hands down, when you ask about sports and top organizations, regardless of, you know, the game, you know, Spurs is in that, you know, the Yankees. So just to be a part and just be named in that and have Coach Popovich call me personally and welcome me to the team is very humbling, and it gives you a lot of confidence as well.
Is there a role you expect to have that you've already been informed of, how you'll be a part of the Spurs system?
Well, since I got out of college, I know that the NBA is 90%, you know, role players. So I know I don't have to go in worrying about scoring 20, 15, 10 points a game. I just got to go in and do what I got to do to help the team be successful. So just being solid and playing defense and knowing my role, I think it's going to make me, you know, help the team in different ways.
How would you describe the offensive system that you'll be a part of?
Team that's got a lot of weapons, you know. They definitely focus a lot on defense and being able to score in different ways as well. So just coming in and being able to bring that part of my game as far as guarding and being able to put the ball in the basket, I think that's why when they brought a guy like me on board.
Illinois is trying to go through a turnaround on the basketball end under Brad Underwood. How much have you kept an eye on what's going on here?
Just a little bit. You know, I met up with Brad a couple weeks ago. I came down for the basketball reunion weekend, and I see they got a lot of new faces, but I think they're hungry, and I think they're going in the right direction, and I was glad to see that they kept Jamal on board. You know, I talked to Jamal today, so looking forward. I don't really watch college basketball, but anytime Illinois plays, I always try to keep up with it, so I'm excited to see what they do this year.
What did Jamal mean to you?
He was good, man. Obviously, he came into my senior year. I didn't know much about Gross's staff and all that, but, you know, we clicked right away, and he's a guy that I can trust and a guy that I can talk to, and he's definitely good at, you know, getting guys the best opportunities for themselves. So I was glad to see him stay on board, like I said before, and I'm excited to see what's going on ahead.
I think fans were excited to see Jamal stay because they felt like he's such a great recruiter, but it sounds like in a short amount of time, you could see that he connects well with players.
Yeah, definitely. And I talked to Jamal today, and I stay in touch with him all the time. And he's the type of person, he's very personable, and, you know, he's a guy you can trust. And guys, players can come with him with personal problems or problems on the court. And, you know, I think his basketball knowledge and his knowledge of the game is just going to help guys in different ways.
What does the rest of your preparation look like from here to opening tip with the Spurs this year?
Just continue to get better. Learn the system. They already know that I'm a guy that can play within any system, and, you know, it's going to help their teammates get better. So I'm just really excited to be a part of the type of winning culture that the Spurs have had so long. So it's very exciting.
You have a lot of friends and family at your first game?
I will, for sure. And it's fun. You know, obviously I played overseas, but staying home and having a lot of people saying they're going to come visit and watch games, it means a lot to me, for sure.
Brandon, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.